Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm going to start off today's show a little bit differently than usual. I want to say a quick prayer to thank God for bringing Cody back. We had Cody on the show a couple months ago. Cody was on my friend John B. Wells' show, and within a couple of weeks, they tried to kill him on December 22nd with a head-on car accident, which is why a month ago we tried to get him on. He was also going through a lot of medical tests to find out why he was messed up. They didn't want you just messed up. They want you silenced for good. Cody corroborates the evidence about Oklahoma City more solidly than any other single individual. He's a believer and a Christian. He understands the spiritual roots of this and the warfare occurring in the heavenlies. So the external symptoms are things like the false flag in Parkland and the Pulse nightclub, etc., and the gun-grabbing attitude of people like some of these people that are what we call crisis actors. But the real issue underneath is that our government is luciferically satanic, and we're being ruled by transdimensional entities that have actually indwelt a ruling superclass of our population of humans on Earth. I call them people of clay and iron, clay being human flesh, indwelt by transdimensional entities. So I'm going to say a quick prayer to bless the words that we're saying today that will transform people and get them out of inaction and serious prayer face down, not just on their knees, but on their face, dealing with repentance publicly for not only America, but the human race, going down a pathway towards self-annihilation. Dear Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, bless Cody Snodgrass and bless his books and his ministry. Bless the ministry of Ole Damgaard in the Netherlands. Bless what Cody's doing, that you protect him and get his health back. And bless us that are doing the will of the Most High God, who we're protected from either paralysis through financial health issues or personal issues with their families and our relationships. Protect us in every way, Lord God, so we can get the truth out to the people before the day of destruction, because it is still a time of grace and a time when we can have free speech, even though that's closing down quickly. I talked to my friends like Josh Bernstein last night, and Facebook and Twitter have been silencing us, but the Most High God will not allow us to be silenced, because we're his servants, his prophets, his ministers of the hidden manna of the truth, the food for the souls of mankind, because it is the time of the end, and mankind has months and years, not decades, until the time of destruction comes. Thank you, Cody. Let's start off with talking about your ministry. You have some books, and if they go to your website, lightonconspiracies.com, they can put /Cody, and that will also... they can get your books. What are the main books that you have available?
Well, and that's our European website with my partner, Ole Damgaard. And that book there is the Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. And then our U.S. website is simply CodySnodgrass.com. And we have two books there, the Choosing the Light book and then Tales of an Atlantean Master book.
Right. Now, I want to get into the Oklahoma City first. But I want people to understand there's a higher spiritual, as it says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood in Thessalonians, but against principalities and powers. I and you know some of the highly specific transdimensional issues that have been going on for tens of thousands of years trying to destroy the human race. And people in general, including pastors, don't, or they won't talk about it because they're basically either partially or completely ignorant on it. And this is all well embedded into the Bible. It's not something that's incongruous with the Bible. It's all right in your face, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
So let's talk about Oklahoma City. Now, you were a chemist expert, and I can tell you you're way above average in terms of your chemical and your munitions expert knowledge. You were involved in a lot of operations with the CIA. They wanted to pay you $1 million to blow up the Oklahoma City Murrah Building, primarily because they'd moved the medical records of our veterans that were exposed to DU in Gulf War I and didn't have proper masks or protection against DU particles, which would cause them to turn diabetic and wasting syndrome and die quickly. And number two, exposure to the squalene-laced anthrax vaccine, which we gave our troops, which was an experimental vaccine out of Bioport from Michigan, because we had given the advanced weaponized anthrax to Saddam Hussein to kill Iranians because he had a 12-to-1 Iranian to Iraqi military force, so we wanted to cut those numbers down. And when our troops got poisoned with either the vaccine or the DU, they wanted to destroy the records because they were on the hook for hundreds of millions of billions of dollars of medical damage to our troops, which is why they're always being treated badly. They come back now from battle, and they even have their guns taken away and their ability to even buy ammunition. So tell us some of the details of what happened, because we went over this before, but I want you to summarize, and they need to get your book. Again, you have the newsletter and membership as well of your book. People need to start getting with the program. This isn't open to, to contrarian viewpoints that think that this is all a conspiracy theory. If it's a court of law, a theory means it would be supported in court to get an indictment. And this is, unfortunately, indictable material, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's very powerful forces at be that want to, you know, hush this kind of stuff up. My book, Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing, took four years to write. And it's about 700 pages, and it's at both those previously mentioned websites. And it details the, like you said, the anthrax squalene cover-up, the DU, depleted uranium munitions, and then the potential of intergenerational radiation poisoning that the Pentagon could have been on the hook on for, you know, babies, daughters, granddaughters, great-grandchildren, all the way down, because that's the first time DU had ever been used. They used approximately 200 tons of it in Desert Storm 1, January 91, and so the Murrah building records contained all that stuff. That's one of the reasons that they blew that up. But our website over with my partner, Ole Domegaard, on lightonconspiracies.com, that site it has a newsletter. And in that newsletter, every month he puts out a lot of things. He has been able to predict several of these shootings, including the Florida shooting ahead of time. Down there in Florida, the recent one. And so he has a newsletter, and we did a show here in the States, in the U.S., last week, and we detailed the pictures. He's been doing this research for over 30 years. He had wonderful pictures of the crisis actors at the Florida shooting. They even had selfies of them before, pre-event. And all this was put in the newsletter. And when,
shocking.
Yeah, when we did the show, and we showed them, then the very next day, YouTube struck the show. All our computers were attacked. The PayPal account was shut down over there in Europe. Then we fixed that, and then they came back and hacked into it and gave the link for the book away for free, you know, so we wouldn't get any money.
Yeah.
They're trying to shut it down.
Send it to me, and here's what I do. I've been a master video podcaster for 8 years now on live stream. And I have a custom-made supercomputer, and I have my own basically network, Deagle-network. So even if YouTube shuts you down, I not only have Facebook, Twitter, but I have Patreon, BitChute, Dailymotion, and Vimeo is one that they won't touch, and I can post it everywhere. So give that information to me. Is that a video that's already produced with all the pictures in the video?
Yeah.
Send that to me, and I'll have it posted up, and it'll be on our networks, and it can't be wiped out. We have the highest level of security on Deagle Network, so it's not going to get knocked out by these idiots.
That's good.
Now,
what Ole showed on there, you can see some of these pictures, like one of the girls at the Florida shooting that just got off the phone with President Trump. And you can see these pictures are obvious makeup jobs. You know, they're crisis actors. And he has several shootings, like the Mandalay Bay shooting and the Kentucky school shooting, Sandy Hook, where some of these crisis actors' faces show up again and again, and he circles them and puts them all together. And every right. show that we've tried to do this on is being struck and hit.
I'll tell you mine won't for several reasons.
Good.
Okay, and I've given this in my testimony, so I won't give it too much. But people need to know that I am the titanium tip of the spear against the New World Order. And I have supernatural protection, not only my physical body, but my business and my websites. They will not stop me. And the devil in himself will shake in his boots when he knows we're coming. He's not going to hack out my stuff. It's not going to destroy it. They can block this and that. They will not block all the information getting out in the truth. They will not. Come back. So the first book is Choosing the Light. Now, the light is a light within you, which is God, because if you want to think of what's my purpose on earth? Well, when God sent me back at 8.5 years of age, a long time ago, and I'm 66 now, my purpose is to be like the bridegroom's office, where I try to get the bridegroom, which is us, ready for the bride, for the groom, which is Yeshua. It actually is a representative of the Most High God, the Eternal God, of the eternal now, no past or future, because to God, he's omniscient. And it's our purpose is actually to prepare us so we're right and ready to be married and become literally deified. The thing that drives Satan crazy is the destiny of mankind is to be deified and be co-equal as the bride of the creator, God of the universe. That's pretty serious stuff. That's why Satan is so angry. He says, great is his wrath, for he ignores his days as their number. Now, he's used through the proxy of other peoples in the ET worlds out there, like the Chitahuri, the Naga, the Dagon, which are from the star system Orion. They can actually, if you go to the various ancient books, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, etc., you'll find congruence with every ancient book, including the Bible, that the star signs indicate that these beings came from a specific star system of the Pleiades, called the Dragon Star, and the Belt of Orion. Everybody knows this. If you're a high-level Mason, everybody knows this, okay? So what you have to understand is that when they go through the 17th Rite of the York Rite of Scottish Rite Masonry, which, by the way, Donald Trump is a member of, you get the ineffable name. The name of Satan is Yabalon, Yahweh, the Creator. So Satan gives credit to the Creator God, the initial I Am. But he also takes on himself two other names, basically Baal, the fertility god, and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects every Christmas, basically. That's what Christmas is about, is a celebration of the resurrection of the satanic power. So what we have right now, every single government on earth, every religious institution publicly, every single higher education institute, every scientific method, every secret intel agency, every public organization is all Luciferic. Now, it doesn't necessarily look and do bad. In fact, most of what Satan does on earth has a look of good. In fact, the greatest evil is beautiful. That's why it says be aware that Satan can transform himself to an angel of light. He was described by God as the most beautiful angel in the universe and the most intelligent created being in eternity, the physical world. People have to understand that Satan's not a minor character. He wanted to be co-equal with the Creator God, and he actually told Adam and Eve, the ultimate sin is, do what thou wilt as the hold of the law. So most of what Satan does, including our oppositional government that maintains peace among human beings that are indwelt by Luciferic ideas, maintains control, which is why America is the new Atlantis, according to the Voynich documents, that the high-level Mason, the illegitimate son of Queen Victoria Elizabeth I, basically stated in his book called The Voynich Document, prophesying America as the new Atlantis. So you have to understand, these ancient peoples, these ancient beings from other worlds, they have infected us. In fact, the being that's inside Hillary Clinton is one of these Naga or Chitahuri transdimensional entities that actually is the ancient, you want to call it, reptilians that came from the star system Orion. So she's a person of clay and iron. That's my ministry, Clay and Iron Ministries. So people need to understand this, and if they don't, they really want to understand why all the secret agencies, including people like Brennan and other intel agencies, are doing such great evil. It's because they're completely run by luciferic powers. Some of the things they do may have positive outcomes, like Trump doing his things for the economy, but you have to understand we have the Hillary Clinton version of the New World Order, but we have a Trump version as well, don't we?
Yes, and Clinton is a master of deception. And
right.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton is what you say. She's a transdimensional being. She's a demonic entity.
Yeah. One of the things that happened when I died and came back is God gave me a number of spiritual gifts. Now, it's not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I mean, I have the personality that's basically very disruptive in a kind of an open social meeting, because I'll say things that are very inappropriate. Because if someone says something or does something, it needs to be addressed. Like the ancient prophets, I will. Now, if you ever found anybody who's socially appropriate as an ancient prophet, tell me, because it doesn't exist. Okay? Now, what you have to understand is, when I met Hillary Clinton, because I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor, he was 3 weeks in the school because he was mentally retarded, and he was in special class there. And he was actually shot in the restaurant there, and then, something like 18 times. They removed a fragment against his aorta and did surgery on him for 2 14-and-a-half-hour procedures, and he got 58 units of blood. When I saw Mark, he was my only pediatric patient, he's the only one, the first one shot in Columbine, I found out a lot of things, videos and so on. This has been massaged for decades. They actually had a death class run by the federal government, a dark project where they actually were running around pretending they were killing other kids to try to deal with the divisions in the school between the various, the jocks and the other groups inside the school. And it was a non-credit class, believe it or not, making videotapes of these so-called ritual killings of each other. Believe it or not. And I saw all the videos and everything on this stuff. I was completely shocked. But I can tell you, it's one of my journey toward speaking the truth. So when I called Alex Jones' show about Oklahoma City, I got called back to do a full show with Butch Paugh back in December of 2004. And a month and a half later, on the 5th of March, I started my first show on Genesis Network with a call from Ted Anderson. Now, I'd already had a show called Laughter's the Best Medicine on Clear Channel, 2 hours on Wednesday night with a comedian, talking about healthcare issues and sometimes geopolitical, but mainly ha-ha healthcare and trying to make people laugh and take care of their health. When I came on Genesis, I started telling the truth. Let me tell you, I got a lot of opposition, not only opposition from other hosts, but also opposition externally and demonic opposition. The things coming at me to try to even destroy my health were mind-blowing. You have to understand, when you start ticking off the devil, he's going to come for you, isn't he?
Yep, in every way. Spiritual, mental, and physical.
Serious, medical, physical, personality, relational. I have been persecuted by everybody you can imagine. Colleagues, friends, family, everybody you can imagine in the most vile ways possible. I mean, I could go on for a long time, but what I want to talk about here, too, is your other books. You have some other books to talk about this, because you got a book here called about the ancient Atlanteans, Tales of the Atlantean Master, and you have two books on this. Talk about this for a second, because people, if they don't understand and plumb the depths of just how horrific and how demonic and how deceptive this protocol is, for example, right now, we have to see the positive effects, like Trump is up to 51%. And I've been on the Trump train, but I'm really nervous about the man. I'm praying for him to become a Christian believer. I call him Trump Pinocchio. But in actual fact, he's done a lot of things that are laying the groundwork for the New World Order. He's put in this guy, this new FBI director, Ray, that actually is going to be literally hacking into everybody's information. He has set up, he's talking about the wall, but the wall, from what I can see, is not just a wall to keep out Mexicans and Hondurans. It may be a wall to keep us in. I'm very concerned about the fact that that Trump doesn't defund, for example, Planned Parenthood with our tax money, meaning that our tax money becomes blood money, and because it's an omnibus bill, just like Obama, he could remove that immediately and not give him a damn cent. If he's a real believer, he would just move forward and build a wall, defund Planned Parenthood, jail Hillary Clinton, and tell Mueller to go to hell by firing Rosenstein and get his boss Sessions to do his job. He's not doing it. And I'm very concerned that the man is not fully aware or he's on a wrong path. Let's get back to your books. Why did you write these books about Atlantis and so on? Because you're dealing with ancient world, and people don't understand the ancient world is actually now present in our world. When we look at people say, well, why isn't Hillary wearing orange in prison? And we've got this young girl who's an idiot, tried to make a false claim against Donald Trump. Her name is Reality Winner, and she wasn't a winner. She's an idiot. But she's in an orange jumpsuit in prison now, I think in Georgia. And not Hillary, though. She's out there trying to make excuses and living in an alternative universe where somehow she's still the president. She felt she was owed it because she's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. And the entity inside her, when I met her at Dakota Ridge High School in 2000 to memorialize when the Marine One helicopter came in with Bill and Hillary Clinton, I met Bill. He's the kind of guy you could go and have a few yuck-yucks with and get a six-pack of beer. But you wouldn't turn your back on him because he's the kind of guy that could make you laugh, tell you a funny story, so funny, and then stab you in the back at the same time. But Hillary, I put up my hand, held her. It was like touching a cold mackerel, and I immediately saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian. So I wasn't seeing a female in a pantsuit. I saw the entity inside her immediately.
Yes, when we first wrote this book, Choosing the Lie, and started going out on speaking tours, we were exposing a lot of the Clinton corruption down in Arkansas on the main airport and so forth.
It's not just Clinton corruption. The reason why people like McCabe does this is this is a standard operational procedure. The big thing about McCabe, if he actually spills the beans, what he did was just following orders. They have completely captured the governments of the world. They even have an alternative. You ever heard of the guy that was doing the underground tunnels? You know, remember who that was?
Phil Schneider was one guy talking.
Right. Well, I know I took care of his actual cohort, John Fiala, and he had particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. I was actually his physician. So I know everything about the underground tunnels. And I can tell you, they cracked through a tunnel in the Baja California, right? And they actually found out that when they aged it, it was between 300,000 and 500,000 years old of the same type of tunneling technology we have now. This is nothing new. There's tunnels all over the world, including under the oceans. Underground cities, at the time when I was working at the U.S. Mason Military Command, they were building one new underground city every 7 weeks, an average 6 to 10 cubic miles inside, and their favorite place was dormant magma domes when the crust or the lithosphere of the Earth had slid over the what's called the mantle, so there was no longer hot spot millions of years ago feeding them. The second was to make what's called a matrix city by tunneling back and forth, and they were actually able to tunnel it at a rate of 7 to 11 miles per day, not per month or per year, through these tunneling machines, and at the time, the tunnels were 120 feet across diameter. Now, people may not understand what's going on here, is they're hiding all kinds of technology, and what's really going on, they even have a mock United Nations underground with these trans-dimensional and other entities from other worlds actually overseeing our government of our world. People say, no, you're Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. You're crazy for not realizing that we are totally captured by demonic entities, but our God is God. And he's actually going to take back Earth. That's why they're in such a rage right now. So they want to take our guns. They want to kill a lot of us, get in these so-called resilient cities. They're poisoning us with toxic depleted uranium, where they don't want to fix Fukushima Daiichi, because we're constantly being poisoned by it. When I presented my lecture in 2007 in Vancouver, I proved that depleted uranium displaces molybdenum and chromium and vanadium. So three things happen. You get a panic disorder, mental illness, you get diabetic, and you get a wasting syndrome, and you develop rapidly advancing coronary and vascular disease and dementia. This is all provable by the interference caused by just depleted uranium displacing these other minerals in the vertical table of the periodic table of elements. So when I wanted to do testing on our vets, including people that had died that I was either taken care of or was able to order testing on, my boss, Major Swidgers, threatened me and said, Deagle, if you do the test, you'll be fired or worse. I said, what do you mean? He said, worse. I said, what do you mean by worse? He said, how about dead? I said, you better take it back, Swinder. I've been to your house, And if you want to put your socks on in the morning, you better take it back or you won't be. So he apologized before the end of the day. But guess what? A few months later, when he found out I was the exit examiner of the Murrow building, I was hauled to the conference room at CECOM, threatened by the board and by Schwinder. And I threatened them back. I said, if you come within 500 miles of me and my family, I got friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and I'm taking you all out. I want a check for $50,000 and a letter of reference. If you bother me at all, I'm like Predator from Alien and Predator. I'm going to know you're coming, and I'm going to kill you. And guess what? I got the letter of reference the next day, and the $50,000 the next day.
Yeah, that's why the Pentagon went to such extremes, you know, to destroy the Murrow building with all the records in it, is because they want to cover.
Well, they tried to destroy Deagle too, but I'm not destructible. Even if the buggers killed me, God will resurrect me until my day is to up here. Until the last oxygen molecule and the last word leaves my lips. I am not frightened by the devil or any other power or authority or guns or anything. I will do what I've got to do until I'm done. And people need to take that attitude. You know, God is going to stand behind you if you're totally fearless. If you fear God and respect God, you can't fear man. And you have to understand, this is not a theory. It's not open to anybody's damned opinion about what I've been through, which is living hell. It's not any. And then it's corroborated by your evidence, which is why they tried to kill you, because they don't want you backing up damned Eagle. Most people, I had the people of the WebBot Project 4 or 5 years ago, they said, I'm the deepest deep space state operative getting false information and conspiracies out in history on the WebBot Project. I had an idiot in 1999 when I traveled to 42 cities in Israel claim that I was the Antichrist. Nobody could have my knowledge and skill sets unless I was literally the Antichrist, because they have Syrian backgrounds. So, well, look at all these biblical proofs. This guy's the Antichrist. I'm thinking, I'm just a screwed up Christian trying to do the best I can. How's that?
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm empowered because God knows I take him seriously. He takes me seriously. And I'm not afraid to do what he wants me to do, which is why I've done more than most people. Not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm wonderfully indwelt by the Most High God. I know how to do good. I add an extra O or zero. It says, do God. If you don't do God, you cannot do good. It might look beautiful, but it's evil in its very nature. Unless it's what God will.
Yeah, the way I look at all this now is it's our job to help stir the spirits, the light spirits within people. A lot of people haven't chosen. You know, they go from the dark.
Well, they're going to choose soon. Because I see a trade war right now, not looming, but here. I see the rise of AI and personal digital assistants and artificial intelligence. I see us being poisoned by depleted uranium in the West and the Northern Hemisphere. I see the genetically modified foods are screwing up our chemistry. 5G network wants to hack into our consciousness, and they stated in 5 to 7 years, you won't need to have eyes or ears. They can hack directly into your cortex. People think, oh, you're making this up, Deagle. I said, look at the open media. You can read it yourself. But you know what? People, when you point them to the actual facts in the open media, they just squint at you and say, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. They said, you got to learn a skill I learned when I was 3. It's called reading. Okay? Stop trying to avoid the truth, because you're dangerous to all of us if you don't apprehend the fact we're all in vile danger, not just physical, economic, and spiritual danger. We're all in a dangerous place because the human race, the devil's gunning for all of us, not just to kill us, but to separate us from God for eternity. This is not a joke. This is the big show, isn't it? This is not a rehearsal.
Yeah, the term conspiracy theory was created by the CIA, and what it was, it's a mind control trick. And when people just say, oh, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, then everybody's eyes glaze over and they immediately shut their minds. No matter what type of rational proof or scientific proof you give them, after that point, once they've labeled you that and closed their minds, they won't listen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's logical. In fact, they're busy playing with their mental blocks.
Right.
And what I tell people is that don't worship me. I don't want to be a cult leader. Just ask better questions. And if you ask better questions, and then you pray, and you get what I call the Urim and Thummim stones are on everybody's shoulders. They can know if it's a yes or no, even if they don't get dreams or visions. And the yes or no answer will tell them, oh, my God, I used to think Dr. Deagle's a nutball. I think maybe he's a servant of the Most High God, and he's my older brother. Damn it. What do I do now? Well, how about you ask God for what you're going to do to tell your friends and neighbors so they don't just suffer the horrors of being in a big city when disaster strikes and the power goes out or everybody's eating each other and they think, you know, I've got a new strain of human beings. I call them Humanus Cannibalis. Do you like that?
Yeah.
It's a human sprain that decides not to listen, and in the midst of the disaster, after the fourth day, they start eating each other. If you think I'm making this up, someday you'll repent of having breath or a pulse if you don't listen. Back in a moment. And welcome back. So, Cody, in this segment, I want you to summarize what wisdom you'd like to impart, because we need to get you back on regularly. I'd like to give you a regular hour deck because you come on every week to give your wisdom and get your books. And how do they get your books and get to your websites? Give that information again, and I'm going to post it up on my site.
Yeah, the book about Oklahoma City, Choosing the Light, and the Atlantis books are on our website here in the United States, CodySnodgress.com.
That's C-O-D-Y, Snodgress, S-N-O-D-G-R-E-S.com, right?
Correct. And then the other books and the newsletter is over on lightonconspiracies.com/Cody. And that's over in Europe. So you can get the books there. They're PDF download books. And we've been selling a lot of them around the world. They're translating. They're in English now, but we have someone translating them into three other languages at this time, but they're not available yet.
Right. Now, you had a near-death experience, too. You actually died twice on the yep. or near-death experience twice. And that's where you started to have increasing, we may call it psychic powers, or what I call the astral eyes open.
Yes. And now, everything when I listen to you tell me about your story, you know, 8.5 years old in the ER room, I sit there and listen to you, and I'm thinking, yep, that's just exactly the...
Now,
no,
it's
real.
Now, back in 1979... I was a resident at the Calgary General Foothills Hospital, and I listened to a cardiologist actually from Georgia talking about people that died, and he had been a resuscitation cardiac specialist.
Yeah.
And I realized by that time I had worked at the Vancouver General. Now, the Vancouver General is the biggest hospital complex outside the Karolinska in Sweden, and on average day I see 240 patients, pronounced 45 people dead. So by that time I had thousands and thousands of people I had resuscitated. Some of them pretty dramatic near-death experiences. I mean, if you don't believe in spirit, the spirit realm, and you're an emergency doctor, you're an idiot, okay? Because it's going to shove it right in your face whether you like it or not. And I remember the first emergency doctor back in 1976 at the Victoria General Hospital in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He said, hey, you're one of us. I said, what do you mean? He said, I can see your aura. I said, I'm thinking, what's this aura stuff? I didn't know what the aura was. And he said, well, we're going to do emergencies today. We'll have cardiac arrest and trauma cases, and we'll just see how well you do. And, of course, at the end, he said, man, you were really good. You stayed calm all the way through. He said, why is that? I said, well, because he stayed in the room. He said, yeah, how do you know that? He said, most of us just kind of intuitively know that the patient's not going to die because they can still kind of sense that they're still in the room. They're slapping the paddles on or putting cardiac casts or splitting their chest open like a lobster and massaging their heart. He said, how do you know? I said, because I was telepathically talking to them, and they stayed in the room. He said, you mean you could see them? I said, yeah, why? He said, I don't know anybody that could do that. And, of course, then I told him a little bit about my near-death experience. I said, you see, 20% of all health providers, not to mean surgeons, doctors, nurses, intensivists, 20% are all intuitives, every single one of them, at various levels, a little to be entry level to, like, oh, my gosh, level. And people need to understand that these are gifts that God gave to open up the fact you're not just doing physical healing, we're spirit healers. That's why, to me, healthcare is a priesthood. I'm a priest doctor. I'm not just a regular doctor. I'm like an ancient Kohenic doctor trying to provide spiritual healing as well as physical healing. And whether you get a spontaneous healing, because sometimes my people do, it's not my control, it's God's control. It's simply that the healing of the body is a sign gift that maybe what else we're talking about, you need to heed. In fact, I tell you, the most vile sin you can do on earth is to disrespect the Holy Spirit, and the words given by people like yourself and myself is the most violent, evil thing you can do, because when you disrespect the Holy Spirit, you cut off grace, and all you have left is judgment. That's really vile, which means it's actually more vile than mass murder or even killing babies, is to disrespect the word of the prophet and the witness of the Most High God. Because when you disrespect them, you have no grace left.
Because judgment is from the ego, the lower mind, and the wisdom, that's from the spiritual realm.
Exactly. It's spirit wisdom. I don't have wisdom based on my physical mind. That's why I see that the only way to do good is to do God. If you do what's right in your own mind, you're following that British secret agent that says, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? So people need to grasp that. So when you wrote these books, you obviously had spirit knowledge that made you realize, and I believe it was called spontaneous coexistence, because when I pray with people, the wall between me and them disappears. I remember talking to my dental hygienist, and she was talking to me last year about a little girl who hasn't said any word except mama since she's 4.5 years of age, and she's asked her doctors to do proper testing. I said, well, I can help. I'll tell you what organic acids and genetic and other tests to do. And she said, how do you know all this stuff about my daughter? I said, because as you're talking to her, I start getting visions, and the wall between me and your daughter disappears, and I'm not just me, I'm her. In other words, when Jesus said, worship God with your heart, soul, and mind, and treat your neighbor as yourself, my corollary is, your neighbor is yourself.
Yes, that's on the level of spiritual unity where we're all one.
Right, and not only that, coexistence across time-space. So while you coexist in this physical timeline here, you can also exist in an ancient time world. You can exist on another planet. You can exist as another being in the universe because it's what's called spontaneous coexistence. So there isn't time in the spirit realm. It's an illusion of the physical mind that the time exists at all.
Right, and we call that same thing that you're calling spiritual coexistence. We call that spiritual time, where past, present, future are all one from the higher dimensional viewpoints.
And that's why I ask people, I said, well, if I go to heaven, and Abraham went to heaven, and Jesus, when he went back to heaven, who gets there first? And people say, well, I don't know. I said, all at the same time, because there's no such thing as time. Time doesn't exist in the spirit realm,
no.
Eternal now. For example, that's what God's intention is, to convert us to spirit beings. So we exist in eternity, which is a fusion of God in us. And that means at the moment when we become deified as the bride of the Most High, we've always existed for all eternity. Isn't that cool? It means at that moment of the marriage supper of the Lamb, mankind becomes fused with the creator of God universe, and we become new beings collectively, and we become a race of super beings that are actually co-equal with the creator of the universe. That's serious. That's why Satan's so damned angry.
Yeah, we can do that by bringing and manifesting our spiritual selves down into these earth human bodies.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. I mean, God said, when I send you back, you'll still be here with me. But he said, if you fall away, I'll destroy you. I said, God, I'll go back. He says, no one has said that they will like have their name to be written from the book of life to save their brothers. And for this reason, when, not if you fall, I will shake you and bring you back into relationship. So I came back to earth knowing that there was a danger of annihilation. And people need to know that my ancestor Moshe said the same thing to God. And I tell people, you have to have the love not of a man to another man or another person, brother, husband, wife. You have to have the love of God in you to be willing to die for your fellows.
Yes. That's why they say that one scripture in the Bible, that thou hast no greater love for one than they'll give up their life for him.
Right, but that love is not a love of mankind. It's
no.
A love of the supernatural. It's a love of a transcendent spirit willing to sacrifice their own physical suffering so their fellows will not be separated from the Creator for eternity. That's what I have. That's what God gave me.
Well, and that's what Christ did, too.
Right. In fact, he opened the door and allowed the marriage supper to occur. So the most stupid thing that Satan did was let Jesus not only die on the cross, but then resurrect.
Yeah.
And see, people don't realize there's no such thing as a millennium. They said, oh, the millennium, that's all Masonic garbage. We've had 2 millennia of grace. God doubled the grace. But now is the time of judgment. And this president right now, or the next one, and I prayed last year and I asked God, say, who is the final president to see the beast? Because I know it's going to be an American president. It's not going to be a Russian leader or Chinese Xi or whatever. It's going to be an American president. And the mark of the beast is going to come from America, and its primary node is in Colorado Springs at Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base. The primary node that controls the actual virtual world project is American. People need to get that, and I'm the only one on earth that says that. No one else says it. That's because I'm the final witness to Ephra America, who's gone their own way, who think they're saved, who think they're Christian, and they have the word of the Lord on their lips, but they have a curse in their hearts.
Well, yeah, Shriver Air Force Base is not far from where I am right now.
That's the Farmery Node of the Mark of the Beast.
Well, that's and the Space Command Center right there.
Right, that's U.S. Space Command. It has 3R levels of security, the NORAD. I had personal knowledge and knew the commander of NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wills, who his son and my son were best friends. God let all these events happen to me. People said, when I went and spoke in Minnesota, how could you be in so many places? I said, God had my day timer. Why? What makes you so wonderful, Deagle? I'm not wonderful. I'm just obedient. There's a hell of a big difference. I'm not wonderful. I don't get more points in heaven for doing what I do. I just love God, and I don't want his people to be separated from eternity. And I'd rather die than see that happen, both physically and even spiritually. I'd rather die to God than let the fellows be destroyed for eternity, my brothers and sisters. And if you care to pray, pray for this ministry, pray for my health. Pray that we are prospered, and pray for Cody Snodgrass. He continues to do this ministry. Cody, we need to get you on regularly because this is powerful to get the truth to the people. And get your books. Again, CodySnodgrass.com, Tales of the Atlantean Master, and your other book about Oklahoma City is?
Choosing the Light.
Choosing the Light. Get those books. Get the newsletter. Log on to Ollie Domgaard's podcast. Get the information. Light on Conspiracies.com.
Proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.